Well, there you go, folks. I hope you survived 3 spitting wheel covers all at once. No, not all at once, but in a row. What the hell am I talking about? I'm pretty sure some experienced FMU DJ has played hours and hours of spinning wheel covers way back in the archives. I tell you, it's one of those songs that that ruled the landscape in the mid to late 60s and early 70s, if you include Vegas Lounge Acts. We started off with something by Sounds Galactic, their version. Second version was done by Moog Machine from the album Switched on Rock. And after that, Mike Melvin from the album The Plastic Cow Goes Moog. And I think that's the same musician that played keyboards for Tom Waits and some of his albums from Asylum Records. That's a hell of a stretch, Moog Records to Tom Waits. Wow. Before that, a track from Mofo Disc 3, a 3-CD compilation of various tracks related to the first 2 albums. Freak Out and Lumpy Gravy. Percussion Object number 1 and 2, FC Edition. For the living hell, that put throw that out there. Before that was a track I can't speak or read Japanese, but it's from an album called Memories from Beyond, and that name of that thing is called Dessert. And before that was Attention Kmart Choppers by Juicy and Juicy the Emissary, and Mall Music Music, Mall Opens. And that about wraps up for that set of stuff. Now, for a programming note, just to warn you suckers out there, I am going to take next week off. I'm going to take a Hour of Crap-free week off next week. I got things to catch up on, and sweating 3 hours of crap together for each of the week is a bit daunting, folks. So, next week there will be no crap, at least my version of crap, on the 15th, but I should be back on the 22nd. And delivering the punishing crap that all of you so are addicted to. And I'll promise I will not play any Swing Out Sister, at least for next week's show. Oh, and another thing. One of the many projects I'm trying to get off the ground is another one of my perzines that focuses exclusively on Las Vegas. I am writing down my history with the city. I got to thank Mark Time over at the Wiggle Room because he wanted to collaborate on a little travel guide about Las Vegas. He and I collaborated. It's a little guide to Las Vegas between now and the end of the year. And I barely egg something about the F1 and Las Vegas. He's trying to move into the Vegas and destroy my first hotel casino at the Tropicana. But you get to read all about that. You got to bug Mark for that Las Vegas thing. Bus and rail at yahoo.com. Do I have it with me here? Hold on a second. Oh, here we go. If you want to read too much about Las Vegas, contact me or contact Mark Time. His email is rail@yahoo.com. And, of course, there's me, oddlystupid@yahoo.com. Please pardon the squeezing. And it's $3 or for the usual trade or what have you. Mark and I did a Vegas brief 10-page travel guide, though my Vegas thing will be elaborate, depending how much patience I still have for dealing with Microsoft Word flying this crap out in a digest form. But that's one of the projects I want to get started on, or at least get done, because in October I'm going to take a trip to Las Vegas. It's been a while, and I want to see the town before it falls apart and collapses. In time for the F1 races, Formula 1 races, I'm supposed to go down a portion of the strip. And there are a whole lot of politics going on with that, especially in terms of money. But that's neither here or there. I'm going to shut up and wrap up the show, at least the normal crap of the show. And since I got talking Bailey Aiken about Vegas. I'm going to play a whole bunch of Vegas and round out the normal part of the show with the last two tracks from Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. Before that, I'm going to play something from the Gunzo tapes, the box set that came out during the that was released in time of the documentary Gunzo. And you know what? Just the sticking hell of it. Casino Radio, 1140 KXNO, circa 1993. It was a brave experiment. It was an AM station that played nothing but Las Vegas commercials and information. I wish I had more tapes of this, but what are you going to hear now is an 8-minute excerpt from a YouTube video covering that era. So Vegas will be pumped into your blood. It's bright, shiny glory, and it's hedonistic beneath the surface rubbish that has dominated the city for some time. That's about it for the Hour of Crap. I have been your host, Dono. My usual thanks to DJ Georgia Girl for the lead-up. Mr. Fab and Otis, have a nice vacation, Otis. We do hope to see you by the end of this year. I think Otis wants to do a project with me, but neither here nor there. And I will see you suckers in about a couple of weeks on the 22nd. But in the meantime, good day, good luck, because we are sure as hell are going to need it. Bye, y'all.
Hotels now in Las Vegas. The Mirage features a giant man-made waterfall topped by a computer-driven volcano that erupts every 15 minutes in the evening. And you can't miss the rare Royal Siberian White Tigers that roam freely behind a safety screen of thick glass and a 1.5 million gallon pool of water that is home to 5 Atlantic bottlenose dolphins. Then, built for family fun, the Circus Circus Hotel Casino houses a huge array of arcade games built just for kids of all ages. This resort features free circus acts, including high trapeze artists. Grand Slam Canyon features a huge roller coaster, log rides, and special effects theaters. Who could miss the Excalibur? This is the largest hotel in the world. The first floor fantasy fair features craft booths, medieval games with prizes, tipsy carts, and two 48-seat magic motion machines. Also on this level is King Arthur's Arena, where knights joust at two dinner shows each evening. The third floor medieval village features shops, 7 theme restaurants, and strolling costumed singers, jugglers, and musicians. The auto collection at the Imperial Palace contains many famous cars once owned by the famous or the infamous. Among the infamous are the cars of Al Capone and Adolf Hitler. It also displays cars that will evoke memories of the past, such as a Nash Metro, a 55 Ford Victoria convertible, and a 1954 Tucker. The amazing MGM Grand Hotel and Theme Park is scheduled to open next year and will then become the largest hotel in the world, with over 5,000 rooms, the world's largest casino, and a full theme amusement park for the entire family. Treasure Island will soon open, featuring an outdoor theater resembling the small bay village described in Robert Louis Stevenson's classic novel, Treasure Island. Each hour, a ship-to-ship cannon battle will include live actors. Just one of the many exciting spectacles to look forward to with the opening of Treasure Island. The Luxor Hotel Casino is a new resort being built by Circus Circus Enterprises. A full-scale reproduction of King Tut's tomb, built with an Egyptian theme. The Luxor is named after the Egyptian city in Upper Egypt and will be a 30-story hotel in the shape of a pyramid symbolizing eternal life. Guests will be transported on a Nile River boat to room elevators that will travel at a 39-degree angle up the slope of the pyramid. So much to do, so much to see for the whole family. That's Las Vegas today.
Welcome to Las Vegas, the entertainment capital of the world. It's time for the headliner update and show guide on Casino Radio. In the Sahara Congo Theater is Rich Little and his Copycats, with performances Fridays through Wednesdays, dark on Thursdays. For show reservations, call 737-2515. And the Midnight Idol is at the Las Vegas Hilton. Yes, Wayne Newton will be performing now through the 25th. For show reservations, call 732-5755. The Four Queens is featuring BJ Thomas now through the 25th. For reservations, please call 385-4011. At the Desert Inn, check out Steve Lawrence and Edie Gourmet with Max Alexander now through the 25th. For reservations, call 733-4566. Now appearing at Bally's Celebrity Room are the Oak Ridge Boys and Eddie Rabbit now through the 28th. For show reservations, call 739-4567. Besides the many talented headliners appearing here in Las Vegas, there are many wonderful stage shows you may want to attend. Bally's features a spectacular musical entitled Jubilee, hailed as the show of the decade. The Aladdin features Country Tonight, the best country show west of Branson, Missouri. The Imperial Palace, with its Legends in Concert, features unbelievable live recreations of legendary superstars, shows nightly, dark on Sundays. The Excalibur features King Arthur's Tournament, a tale of war and romance in a medieval setting. This includes jousting and pageantry, dinner shows nightly. The Riviera Splash will thrill you with its Aquacade show in the Versailles Theater. And a must-see, the Follies Bergère at the Tropicana is the longest-running production show in Las Vegas. Shows nightly, dark on Thursdays. This has been the Headliner Update and Show Guide on Casino Radio.
Oriental Dining in Las Vegas, it's Sun Sun at the Aladdin. Sun Sun features authentic Chinese, Vietnamese, and Korean dishes from only $6.95.
Feel the magic, so fantastic. Catch the winning spirit, the Aladdin. The spirit of Las Vegas.
Hi, honey. How was work?
Good. And you?
Good. Hey, honey, let's go out for dinner tonight. Your choice.
Great, partner. How about the Riviera's World Fair Buffet for some good Western-style barbecue?
The Riviera, great, but honey, your voice.
Maybe you would like some authentic Mexican food or a plate full of Polynesian delight.
Hey, honey, what's with the grass skirt?
No. How about some spicy meatball or some authentic Chinese cuisine for honorable husband?
All right, Liz. What's going on? Where's that music coming from?
Honey, it's the magic of radio.
What?
Nothing. Listen, every night the Riviera World's Fair Buffet serves a different cuisine from around the world. And on Friday and Saturdays, there's the International Culinary Tour of the World. This is the best part. Dinner is served every night from 4:30 to 11. It costs only $6.95. Lunch is only $4.95. And breakfast is just $3.95. So, you ready?
Yeah, but the grass skirt?
Oh, yeah.
The Riviera Hotel and Casino's World's Fair Buffet. We've got the world on a plate.
Start up with a smile and then it gets ya.
The spirit's in the air.
Come on, everyone, do what it lets ya.
Have fun if you dare.
Come on, the circus, circus,
hotel, casino.
Let go of there.
Be a kid again.
Circus, circus, hotel, casino. Feel the spirit climb and the circus takes you back in time.
Get some coffee somewhere on the way. There's plenty of tacos.
Right up here, tacos. Terry's Taco Stand. USA. I'd go for a taco. $5 for a buck.
That sounds horrible. rather go somewhere where there's one for 50 cents.
This might be the last chance we get for tacos.
I don't give a fuck for tacos. I need some coffee.
I want tacos.
Five for a buck. That's like some sign that says five hamburgers for a buck.
Judge a taco by its price.
You think you might get a good deal?
I might, because the hamburgers are 29 cents. Tacos are 29 cents. It's just a
bargain.
Cheap place, that's all.
Yep. We'll bargain with them. We'll fuck around with it.
Is it on?
No. It's going to go now from the time you... It's on. It's already recorded.
Yeah, I know. Until I take it off.
There's not much tape left.
There's enough for my objectives. Hello.
Can I help you?
You have tacos here?
Mm-hmm.
Are they Mexican tacos? Or just regular tacos?
Oh.
I mean, do you have chile in them and things like that?
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry?
We have cheese in them, lettuce, and we have extra sauce we put on them. Get chile.
I mean, you guarantee them that they are authentic Mexican tacos?
Hey, Lou. I don't know.
Oh, well, then you... Yeah, well, I just want to make sure that I get what I'm paying for. But they're five for a dollar? I'll take five of them.
Okay.
What's a taco burger? What's that?
That's a hamburger with a taco in the middle.
Same thing, but only it's on a bun instead of a shell.
Taco on a bun.
I'll bet you that your tacos are just hamburgers with a shell instead of a bun.
I don't know.
You just started working here, huh?
When?
You just started working here?
Today.
Yeah, I thought so, but I never saw you here before. You go to school around here?
Hmm?
You go to school around here?
No, I don't go to school.
Oh. There's a quesadilla. That's the flat thing with the cheese, right?
Or they fold it over. No, they fold it over.
Is it worth 39 cents?
No.
You think so?
Where?
I guess raise it from 59 to 79.
No. Keep it forget it. I advise you to get,
What's the chili burger that has,
chili.
It's a hamburger with chili in it.
A hamburger. That's too heavy for me.
I advise you to get a taco burger. Try it out.
Oh, I see. Yeah, the taco has meat in it. Yes, I forgot about that. Yeah, I'll try that.
Taco burger?
Can I have some coffee now, too?
Coffee, too?
But right now, so I can drink it while I'm waiting.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Is that all you want is one taco burger?
Well, I'll try it. I might want two, but I'm going to try it.
Are your eyes blue or green?
Pardon?
Are your eyes blue or green?
They change.
Oh.
Like a
lizard?
Like a cat.
Oh, like a cat. No, that's right. Well, lizard changes color of skin.
Do you want anything to drink?
Beer. No, I have beer in the car. Tons of it. The whole back seat's full of it.
You better work on that fucking coconut with that hammer. I want to see that.
Oh, yeah. I'll destroy it right in the middle of the highway.
Did you want sugar on it?
Sure do. Yeah.
Is a Boulder City somewhere around here?
Boulder City?
Yeah.
Do you want sugar on it?
Yeah.
She didn't know.
I said, yeah.
We're in Boulder City, aren't we? Or very, very close to it?
I don't know. thank you.
Stir yourself.
Yes.
Boulder City, okay. Aren't you from Nevada?
No. I've never been here before. We're just traveling through.
You just go straight up.
This road here? Any action up there in Boulder City?
Don't ask me.
I mean, is there gambling there? Or?
I don't know. It's just a little town.
What is the casino play?
I don't know. Yeah.
But where are you?
You live in Nevada?
Wait a minute. Where are you from?
New York.
How long? And you just been here a day?
No. I've been here for a while.
Oh. I mean, where do you go around here? I mean, like, say you wanted to go swimming or something like that.
Me?
If you wanted to go...
Jump in my backyard.
Okay. What's the address then?
Go to the lake or something. The pools aren't open yet.
I know.
Come at the lake.
See, wait, where...
That's Boulder Highway. Just keep going up. You see signs. Boulder City.
Let me explain it to you. Let me run it down just briefly if I can. We're looking for the American Dream. We were told that it was somewhere in this area, but...
The American Dream?
Yeah, the American Dream.
Tell yourself and go to paradise.
Is that it? Well, we're here looking for it because they sent us out here all the way from San Francisco to look for it. That's why they gave us that white Cadillac there to figure that we could catch up with it on that. But,
hey, Lou, you know what the American Dream is?
She's asking the cook if he knows where the American Dream is.
Hands
get it.
Took a whole
horse
now,
well,
I got the money. Now, what is it that you want? Okay, 5 tacos, 1 taco burger. Do you know what the American Dream is?
What is that?
I told him to kill us out and go to paradise.
What is it?
We don't know. We were sent out here from San Francisco to look for the American Dream by a magazine, you know, to cover.
Oh, you mean a place?
A place called the American Dream.
Well, isn't that the old psychiatrist club?
The old psychiatrist club.
It's called the Psycho. It's on Paradise.
Winner.
It's on Paradise. Heck yes.
We found it. Come here.
Now, are you guys serious?
No, because, look at that car. I mean, do I look like I want a car like that?
Could that be the old psychiatrist club? It was a discotheque place.
Maybe that's it.
It's on Paradise.
Ross Allen had the old psychiatrist club. Is he the owner now?
I don't know.
See, all we were told was, go to find the American Dream. Take this white Cadillac and go find the American Dream. It's somewhere in Las Vegas area. And it's
that
a silly story to do,
old...
but, you know, that's what we get paid for.
Are you taking pictures of it? Or?
No pictures.
Or did somebody just send you on a goose chase?
It's sort of a wild goose chase, more or less, you know.
It has to be the old psychiatrist club, but the only people that hang out there is a bunch of pushers, peddlers, uppers and downers and all that stuff.
Maybe that's it.
Dopers.
Could be it. Is it a big nighttime place, or is it an all day?
Oh, honey, this never stops. But it's not a casino.
What kind of place is it?
It's on Paradise. The old psychiatrist club's on Paradise.
Is that what it's called, the old psychiatrist club?
No, that is what it used to be, someone rebought it. But I didn't hear about it at the American Dream. It was something like... it's associated with... it's a mental joint where all the dopeys hang out.
A mental joint? You mean like a mental hospital?
You know, honey, where all the dope peddlers and all the pushers, everybody hangs out. It's a bunch where all the kids are potted when they go in and everything. But it's not called what you said, American Dream.
You have any idea what it might be called? Well, where more or less where do you think it might be located? We can just drive around.
All right, on Paradise, off of Paradise and Eastern.
Paradise and Eastern.
Paradise and Eastern, but Paradise and Eastern are parallel.
We just crossed Eastern out here somewhere.
Yeah, but I know I come off of Eastern.
Yeah.
And then I go to Paradise. Yeah, I know it, but that would make it then on Paradise around Flamingo, right straight up here. I think somebody's handed you a...
We're staying at the Flamingo. I think this place you're talking about, the way you're describing it, I think that, you know, maybe that's it. We just, you know...
What is it's that? Not a tourist attraction.
Is that a Las Vegas thing, Bobber Dealey? The layout?
No, it's a magazine, the San Francisco magazine. Yeah, we're doing a story for
that has San Francisco magazine. But my God, these kids go in there are weird out of it.
Well, that's why they sent me alone. See, he's the writer, I'm the bodyguard. Because I figured it would be.
These guys are nuts. They drive the horses in there and tie them up drive the horses and crap and stuff up. These kids are nuts.
We'll take care of it.
Yeah, they got me lost.
24-hour day violence, is that what we're saying?
Here's the
exactly.
Eastern.
Exactly. Alright, now here's the Flamingo.
Here's the convention.
Perhaps we're not going to take my advice.
Yes, that's true. Perhaps.
Oh, I can't show you this way. I can tell you better my way. Go right up here to the first gas station, which is Tropicana to the right.
Tropicana to the right.
Make a right on Tropicana and take this way.
Going back?
Right on Tropicana, right on Paradise.
Yeah.
You see a big black building. It's all painted black and real weird looking.
Right on Tropicana, right on Paradise. Black building.
Right, and there's a sign on the side of the building that says Psychiatrist Club, but they're completely remodeling it and everything.
All right, that's close enough for Jazz.
That's the best thing I can do for you, honey. I don't know if that's even it or not, but it sounds like it is.
That's the best lead we've had all for 2 days. We've been going around asking people all around.
It's not... I can make a couple of calls and sure as hell find out.
Could you?
Gee,
I'd appreciate that
when
if you could.
When you go down to Tropicana, it's not the first gas station, it's the second. There's a big sign right down the street here. It says Tropicana Avenue. Just turn, make a right. When you get to Paradise, make another right.
Okay, the big black building. That's like
wow.
24 days on the road. Drug.
What we think is you're going to use the mask.
If all else fails, we must go easy. Perfect.
Yeah, same here. I'm still stone sober. It's terrible.
My attorney left at dawn. We kept going straight ahead on the freeway, which parallels the airport runway, but on the opposite side from the terminal, and there's no way to get across it legally.
God damn it! We're lost! What are we doing here on this godforsaken road?
Don't worry. I never missed a plane yet. Except once in Peru. I was already
checked out
of the
country. Look, I'd really like to hear more about your adventure in Peru, but not now. Right now, all I care about is getting across that goddamn runway.
I looked at my skeleton face Accutron and saw that we had 3 minutes and 15 seconds before we take off.
We've got plenty of time. Get your stuff together. I'll drop you off next to the plane. Forget checking in.
I recall running over a fence of some kind and dragging it a few hundred yards.
Are you ready?
Why not? But for Christ's sake, let's do it fast! Drop me behind that big van!
I nodded and then swung behind the van and hit the brakes just long enough for my attorney to jump out.
Remember, if you have any trouble, you can always send a telegram to the right people!
Yeah! Explaining my position! Some asshole wrote a poem about that once! It's probably good advice if you have shit for brains!
Right! You've got 13 seconds!
Hey! Don't move that plane! I am an attorney, and I must leave Las Vegas at once!
Don't take any guff from those swine!
We're all wired into a survival trip now. No more of the speed that fueled the 60s. Uppers are going out of style. This was the fatal flaw in Tim Leary's trip. He crashed around America selling consciousness expansion without ever giving a thought to the grim meat hook realities that were lying in wait for all the people who took him seriously. After West Point and the priesthood, the LSD must have seemed entirely logical to him. But there's not much satisfaction in knowing that he blew it very badly for himself because he took so many others down with him. Not that they didn't deserve it. No doubt they all got what was coming to them. All those pathetically eager, acid freaks who thought they could buy peace and understanding for $3 a hit. But their loss and failure is ours, too. What Leary took down with him was the central illusion of a whole lifestyle that he helped to create. A generation of permanent cripples, failed seekers, who never understood the essential old mystic fallacy of the acid culture. The desperate assumption that somebody, or at least some force, is tending that light at the end of the tunnel. this terrible gibberish. Grim memories and bad flashbacks looming up through the time fog of Stanyan Street. No solace for refugees, no point in looking back. The question is, as always, now.
A little bit of this town goes a very long way. After 5 days in Vegas, you feel like you've been here for 5 years. Some people say they like it, but then some people like Nixon, too. He would have made a perfect mayor for this town, with John Mitchell as sheriff and Agnew as master of sewers.
and abused every rule Vegas lived by. Burning the locals, abusing the tourists, terrifying the help. The only hope now, I felt, was the possibility that we'd gone to such excess that nobody in a position to bring the hammer down on us could possibly believe it. I tried to put the top up for privacy, but something was wrong with the motor. Nothing worked. When I hit the air conditioner button, I heard a nasty explosion under the hood. The top was jammed about halfway up, but I decided to try for the airport.
Holy God! How'd this happen?
No, they beat the shit out of me.
What the?
This is a terrible goddamn town for driving around in convertibles. But don't worry, I'm insured against all damages for only $2 a day.
I checked all my luggage through the chute.
All but the leather satchel, which was full of drugs. It felt very obvious. Amphetamine psychosis?
Paranoid dementia? Now there's a wave of ugly vibrations from the passengers.
My head was so burned out that I wouldn't have cared if I had to climb aboard stark naked and covered by oozing shankers.
I was so far beyond simple fatigue that I was beginning to feel nicely adjusted to the idea of permanent hysteria.
I felt the slightest misunderstanding with the stewardess would cause me to either cry or go mad.
And the woman seemed to sense this.
Would you like some more cubes for your Bloody Mary?
She only seemed nervous when I pulled a grapefruit out of my satchel and began slicing it with a hunting knife.
I never go anywhere without grapefruit. It's hard to get a really good one, unless you're rich.
I wonder if she's already decided to have me taken off the plane in a cage when we arrive. I needed something for my nerves, so I reached for the amyls in my bag.
Oh, no. I can't sell those things except by prescription.
I know, but you see, I'm a doctor. I don't need a prescription.
I had to ask. We get all kinds of real freaks in this place.
Don't worry. I understand perfectly. I have a bad heart.
Certainly, I'll get them right away.
Just be thankful your heart is young and strong. If I were you, I would never... Holy shit. What? Yes, you'll have to excuse me now. I feel it coming on.
I took another big hit off the amyl and my heart was full of joy. I felt like a monster reincarnation of Horatio Alger.
A man on the moon.
And just sick enough to be totally confident.
I want you to remember one thing. There will be no year 2000. Not as we know it.
Well, now you have done it. You broke the jungle room stream, and now you're stuck with 30 minutes of bonus crap. That's right. That dummy, Don O, is now left alone to end today's programming in any way and any length of time he feels like it. It could be 15 minutes, 30 minutes, or hell, even an hour worth of crap like the residents farting in concert or a bootleg recording of me sneezing. Either way, the smelly wind blows, you're stuck with this bonus crap. Suck in, all in, crappers. You may haven't asked for it, but you deserve it.
Furniture can fill your life with wood.
Yes, furniture is the next best thing to living in a forest, and at Sidgewood City, you'll select from tables and chairs to give your home that just right set-in look. Choose from a wide variety of armed and legged structures, many of them boasting beautiful grain. Remember, Sid's is open every night till 5, Sundays till 5, at the corner of the Valley Mall Shopping Plaza and Woodman Avenue, Sid's Woodorama.
It's up, up, and away when you learn to drive a hovercraft.
And at Bill's Hovercraft School, you'll learn on the latest equipment. Trained instructors, many of them licensed by Bill himself, get you in the air with money to spare. Bill's Hovercraft School at 45101 Roscoe Boulevard, corner of the Valley Mall Shopping Plaza, where hovercraft is a way of life.
I found a way to lick the foot-sucking problem.
If your little boy or girl sucks his or her foot or feet, here's good news. Spray Broxon Formula 19 on that problem extremity and watch that nasty habit disappear overnight. Safe, non-toxic, approved for veterans, Broxon Formula 19. Also handy for eradicating those pesky garden slugs. Get Broxon Formula 19 by sending $3 to Broxon Box 19, Pico Rivera, California, corner of the Valley Mall Shopping Plaza. Brights off with Broxon.
Rubber is fun and it's flexible too.
Stop admiring those people with a vulcanized look. You can be one yourself. Arnold's Rubberama has stylish rubber clothing in most sizes and many new fashions that will make you feel like four tires and a spare. Folks from all over the San Gabriel Valley like to shop at Rubberama, and that's not stretching it. You won't believe the row upon row of impressive two-button rubber suits and sports shirts with that all-important radial ply look till you visit Arnold's Rubberama. Open daily from 2 to 10 at Rosecrans Avenue, corner of the Valley Mall Shopping Plaza in downtown Cabazon.
Feel that? Your day just got easier. Easy AM 66.
You're listening to Easy AM 66. All your favorite gentle, easy listening music, serving Golden Sands and Greater Doolin County. And I'm Joyce Van. We just heard the Swinging Organs with Soft Sunrise Serenade. Before that, Interlude for a Cigarette by the Buddy Tambert Orchestra, and started off the hour with The Six Gentlemen and Carry Us Home, M'lady. Coming up, we're going to hear from Moretti and Terry, Switched on Tony, The Softened Strings, and more. The time is now 27 minutes past the hour. This Saturday, the Chamber of Commerce presents the annual picnic-themed picnic. Yes, it's the Golden Sands celebration of the 1956 motion picture Picnic, so all you aspiring grain scoopers should hop a freight train down to the public beach bandshell for the three-legged race, haystack coin grab, rolling pin throw, and watermelon table. Sip on hidden hooch, and hopefully this year things won't go horribly wrong at the picnic-themed picnic, as you relax under the setting sun to the Golden Sands Pops tribute to picnic composer George Duning and a mostly shirtless Bill Holden. Sunday morning, go up, up, and away in the Golden Sands Hot Air Balloon Races at the Doolin County Fairgrounds. As always, the first team to touch a cloud wins free cha-cha lessons from Murray Paranmore's dance studio. And you might just get to meet local personality Clip Bowles, the Gypsy Juggler. You know him from his many appearances independently joining random parades. There will be a free martinizing demonstration at West Sands Plaza Dry Cleaners. Demonstration lasts about an hour. All ages will be admitted. All donations will go toward the repaving and striping of the parking lot. I'm Joyce Van, and you're listening to Midday at the Oasis on Easy AM 66. We'll be right back after these words. Hi friends, this is Joyce Van. This weekend only, it's the big Crushable Fashion Wig Sale at Wigs & Company. Crushables are the space-saving wigs with the no-head storage. That's right, no styrofoam display head required. Shove them in a drawer. Full wigs, wiglets, falls, and toupees made from miraculous mod acrylic. Indoor 25-watt meant for low heat and outdoor nature blend, perfect for most activities. Try the short and sporty Beatrice for that bicycle ride. Or try the elegant Helen model, a Patricia Nash blonde for holidays and church functions, and for the gentleman meet Barry, a pre-greased pompadour system that'll rock around most of the clock at your next stop. Don't miss the big Crushable Fashion Wig Sale at Wigs & Company. This weekend only, meet the Royal Roy of Golden Sands RV Center. Signing autographs limit one per family. Wigs & Company, located on Route 9 across from Feathers, or give them a call at Wigs 7004. That's Wigs 7004.
Ladies and gentlemen, Walter Del Rey, chairman of the National Curtain Closure Council.
Hello, friends. If there's one thing I know, it's drapes. That's why I use the Drapes Butler. Yes, the Drapes Butler. The remote-controlled drape system that makes you lord or lady of the manor. Whether you're showing off vacation slides or just sleeping it off, you can let the butler do it. Watch your drapes open or close at the touch of a button. Just think of the time and effort you'll save. No struggling with tangled curtain cords. No awkward stretching and straining. Closing a drape has never been easier. The Drapes Butler. Here's how to order.
Step 1, call toll-free for our brochure. Step 2, set up a home consultation with one of our trustworthy sales representatives. Step 3, talk to one of our financing associates. Then, it's finally time for Step 4, installation of your trusty new servant, the Drapes Butler. You'll wonder how you ever managed without him.
You're listening to Easy AM 66. More beautiful music is on the way.
Easy AM 66 brings you the finest in required public affairs programming. Tomorrow morning at 4:15 a.m., it's One Book Ahead of You, Unsolicited Spiritual Advice with Carol Charn. This week, Carol discusses an article on chakra health from a magazine she picked up at the dentist office and welcomes guest Chuck Grayson, the man who is always coughing during Ram Dass lectures. That's One Book Ahead of You, 4:15 a.m. Coming up in the next hour, we have the love theme from When Apollonia Explodes in The Godfather, performed by the Century City Strings, and many more easy moods. But first, if you're one of those special people with brains, not just education, who is not living up to your potential through no fault of your own, you can change your luck. Send in this ad and receive a free gift for taking our free test. Write us at test in care of this station. And now it's time for Easy Traffic and Breezy Weather, brought to you by Captain City with our very own Jerry O'Shea.
Well, Joyce, it's about 15 minutes from the fairgrounds to the towers, 20 around the bend of the post office. Smooth sailing toward the Mine Canyon off Highway 71. From the orchard out to the railroad bridge, 35 minutes. Route 18 a breeze from Friendship Gardens to the county line. McEwen Parkway eastbound, 10 to the carousel. Westbound at Montague Circle, it clears up by the northern perimeter. And if you're heading out to watch the hot air balloon races, well, the Peppermint Extension is down to just one lane past the Petunia Split. If you're relaxing at home, you're free and clear. Temperature 68, mild side, high near 80. Mostly clear, tomorrow sunny, scattered warmth. Wind from the south by southwest at 35 RPM, and that temperature again is just about 4 degrees shy of 72. Today's To Your Health tip is sponsored by Calliope Coffee, the one with steam. Our friends at Calliope Coffee would like to remind you, you'll never outgrow your need for rich, delicious coffee. So keep your body happy by drinking a refreshing 64 ounces of coffee each and every day. That's just 8 8-ounce tumblers of creamy brown energy to keep you plucky and productive all day and throughout the night. Remember, you're never too old for coffee.
New Dimension Records presents the Trolley Snack Singers for Calliope Coffee.
Get up, we're getting down.
Fill your cup with something bold and brown.
Everybody needs a lift.
You can have a nearly any time.
Take it home or give it as a gift. So much more pep for your dime. Calliope Coffee, it's the one with steam.
It's the annual Grand Dame sale at Caftan City. This weekend only, half price on turbans, dialing wands, bedside ashtrays, bed jackets, marabou mules, and sterling silver trays for morning repast or the afternoon trades. With everyday low prices on our fashionable collection of caftans and capes. Classic, rich witch style, perfect for parting a lace curtain and staring into middle space with wistful regret. Or mystic vagabond, hand-dyed cotton batik prints ready to relax on cold Moroccan tile during your next hashish field singer-songwriter reset. And for you eccentric matrons, come see our new Shelley Winters collection, perfect for hostess, lounging, or angrily pushing around scrambled eggs in a pan. Companions of leisure, emerge from the sauna in style in terry cloth, long robes, and shorty short for the Merv Griffin in you. And star queens everywhere, love our Zodiac collection, featuring all the signs of the Zodiac except Taurus. Don't even ask. The annual Grand Dame sale at Caftan City begins just after the moon enters Pisces. First 50 customers receive a complimentary sterling silver cold cream carafe. Pick up your French telephone and dial.
Call Caftan 48200. That's CA48200.
This is Easy's Jim Robeck. Join me tomorrow morning when I'll be up at just before the crack of dawn reporting live from Hazelwood Farms, the oldest dairy farm in the region. Then, they've got me making the 75-mile dash back to town, hopefully just in time to cover the highly anticipated placement of the final puzzle piece in the largest jigsaw puzzle in the history of the county. But later today, I'll be checking in from the ribbon-cutting ceremony for the brand-new Breezeway Terraces Apartments on Route 9. Yes, the Breezeway Terraces promises a new, progressive way of living for the unmarried or recently divorced. The sophisticated complex promises numerous amenities. And this intriguing feature, all apartment keys are interchangeable. I'll be on the scene with property manager Janet Lacey, talking about the beautiful unit still available, how that key concept works, and what I'd need in terms of a deposit. I'm Jim Robeck, and I'll see you on the scene.
Take it easy. Make it easy. Easy AM 66. More easy moods are on the way.
Hello, fellow night owls. This is Barry Baker Perry, host of Night Movements, and this is your PM calendar. Wednesday night at Bamboo Charlie's, it's Dan Lugo taking your requests. Thursday night, Ron Harlem and the Harem. Friday night, the informational jazz of Contrast. And free putt-putt Saturday night in the Back Nine Lounge. Friday night at Harmony Tap, it's G.D. Ritzy's opening for Slander. Saturday at Slander cover band Defamation, with stage effects by Cosmic Visions Light Environmentals. And as always, Sunday night is Amateur Night with Terry D. and All You Can Eat Boiled Shrimp. Held over at La Sable Room Cocktail Lounge, it's duo 2x2 opening for Janet Queen and Sound Vibration. And Sunday night, fresh from a failed audition for the Barbara McNair Show, it's Mr. Insufferable himself, impressionist Frankie Calvert. That's La Sable Room, located in the lobby of the Muriat Motor Court. I'm Barry Baker Perry. Be sure to join me after hours for Night Movements, every night starting at 7 p.m. and going all the way deep into the night till 9:45 p.m. on Easy AM 66.
It's almost fun drive time. If you would like to donate to Easy AM 66, it could not be easier. Write us a check or money order. Then, on your lunch hour, bring that check to Annex Bank. Ask to speak to branch manager Bill Haskins. He'll review and approve your check within 3 to 5 business days. Then, fill out a few simple tax forms on either the Tuesday or Thursday of the following week. Make photocopies of those forms, the check, a photo ID, and send it to us in care of Network 77. And don't forget a self-addressed stamped windowless envelope. We do not accept charge cards, only banker's checks and cash. A pledge of $25 or more gets you a typewritten list of the great music we played last Tuesday. Send your pledge to Easy AM at Golden Sands, Doolin County. Our time is 4 minutes past the hour. This is Joyce Van, and you've been listening to Midday at the Oasis. Stay tuned for Pat Carstens and a smooth afternoon.
Easy AM 66, light you can hear.
Hello again, everybody. Good afternoon to you. I hope it's a smooth and an easy one for you so far. Pat Carstens going to guide you gently through the afternoon here on Easy AM. Of course, what you're hearing now is the unmistakable sound
of Johnny Rizzuti on the hollow-body Kingston guitar. Johnny on so many of those great Matt Monro sides. Time is a Lady. She Swore She Was a Gypsy. Gentle Heart. So many more, not to mention all those great sessions for the legendary Gallows label. Hacked to death with an ice pick by a jealous lover 9 years ago last week, if you can believe it. The late, great Johnny Rizzuti on guitar. Got so many more smooth and easy offerings for you this afternoon, including Vicky Caraluna, Galaxy of Sound, a fun one from the swing set, and so much more beautiful music headed your way. Hey, good news, the Starlight Skate is once again under new management, now promising wholesome, well-lit fun for the whole family. You can skate with increased confidence on a smooth surface that is now almost completely free of dangerous cracks, gaps, and bumps. Enjoy warm hot dogs and soft drinks in their newly carpeted Starlight Lounge as you roll safely to the games corner to play foosball, pinball, or purchase some cigarettes from the brand new machines provided by Tony Tone Amusements. Tuesday nights are half-price skate night, and as always, Friday night, it's Rolo the Shabbos Clown leading the Hokey Pokey to the magical Hammond organ sounds of Mr. Cantor. And as a thank you to the loyal customers who have been rolling in and out of the Starlight under so many management changes for so many years now, the good folks at the Starlight have promised a new pair of fresh laces in every skate they rent. Now, just a little reminder, no outside skates or no back pocket combs, please. That's the Starlight Skate in Duneland Plaza off of Scenic Route 9 and right next to Pickwick Liquors. So much more beautiful, smooth, and easy music headed right your way on Easy AM 66 right after this.
This Sunday only at the Moriott Motor Court, it's a Paintings of Johnny Mathis lover's dream come true.
The once-in-a-year starving artist Mathis sale.
Mathis. Every possible depiction of Johnny Mathis.
Every facial expression imaginable.
Every conceivable setting
has been rendered on mid-grade canvas
and framed with care.
Christmas Johnny.
Fireplace Johnny.
Tuxedo Johnny.
Tennis Johnny.
Denim Johnny.
Horseback Johnny.
Mathis.
There's even a painting of an older Johnny
standing in front of a painting of a younger Johnny.
And they're all priced to move.
Whether you've got a Johnny Mathis themed room in your house
or you're just a casual collector,
chances are
you're gonna love the starving artist Johnny Mathis sale.
Sunday only at the Moriott Motor Court on Route 9.
Doors open at 6 a.m.
It's wonderful.
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 Hey, the time, just about 17 minutes past the hour. And, you know, speaking of time, it's time for us to check in with our very own Jim Robeck. Today, Jim is on the scene for Easy AM, reporting live from the ribbon-cutting ceremony, big grand opening at the Breezeway Terraces apartment complex. Exciting stuff happening out there. Going to turn it over to Jim. Jimmy Robeck, take it away.
Well, Pac, I came all the way out here to the Breezeway, which, as you know, is way the hell out on Route 9, and there's nobody around. Their rental office is locked, all the lights are off, there's no ribbon, I don't see any scissors, nothing. The building doesn't even really look finished to me.
Well, you're catching us a little bit off guard here back in the studio, Jim. I tell you what, is there any way you could look around and maybe describe it? I've got a brochure here. It tells us it's a new and exciting living experience. Any of that visible to you at this point?
Yeah, well, I'd say the high tension wires are at a pretty safe distance.
Uh-huh.
It's a kidney-shaped hole in the ground that could evolve into a swimming pool at some point. Oddly enough, the shuffleboard deck is ready to go. Looks like a nice setup. The Argo Tournament Series, if I'm not mistaken. Oh, hang on. Here's someone.
Oh, all right, we've got to come to the person we're waiting talk to right now.
Sir, do you know anything about a ribbon-cutting ceremony?
17 minutes
no.
past the hour.
Oh, okay. Could I trouble you for a cigarette? Thank you. Yeah, that was just a guy.
I'm sorry about that, Jimmy. You drove quite a distance to get out there. But listen, as long as you're out there at Bushel Hill, why don't you go grab us a couple of seats at Rodini's over on Route 9,
Grasshoppers, my friend, are on me tonight.
Yeah, sure. As long as you're buying.
Jimmy, we're going to put this one on the Easy AM 66 expense account. Thanks, buddy. That was Jim Robeck on the seat. For more information on how you can enjoy an exciting new singles lifestyle at the Breezeway Terraces, I want you to call Breeze 33 or send away for an information packet to Easy AM 66 Golden Sands.
Make it mellow. Make it easy. Easy AM 66.
Pat Karstens, very happy to be with you on what I hope for you is a very easy and smooth afternoon. Got some great stuff coming up for you. Misty Illusions Orchestra, the sing-along singers, the soulful sounds, and one you might have forgotten from Plum Festival Songbook. Also in the next hour, the weekend bowling scores are in from the Majesty Lanes, including, get this, a 157. Oh boy, find out who that eagle-eyed hurler is coming up on Easy AM 66.
AM 66 is a Network 77 production.
Come to Masajirama and I'll rub you the right way.
Masajirama, the newest idea in modern tension relief. From health equipment to French rubber novelties, it's all there, if you ask for it. Whether you just want a massage, and there's the rub, or whether it's a demonstration of the latest in vibrators and soggy bottom waterbeds you're hankering for, the trained and fearless young female hostesses at Masajirama are the attractive professionals. They know what men like. All you have to do is tell them. Ask about Masajirama's 2-hour 8-on-1 special. It's enough to keep an octopus busy. Your visit to the handsomely appointed modern studio begins with a luxurious shower and sauna treatment. Then it's across the parking lot to the world's biggest camper. But it doesn't do the moving. You do. Whether you're interested in local or express service, Masajirama is tailored for the busy man on the go. Skilled naturopath on call. So come to the Valley Mall Shopping Plaza in Rosemead and soon opening at locations throughout Southern California.
Let me be your mama at Masajirama.
Easy AM 66, light you can hear.
You're listening to Easy AM 66, all your favorite gentle, easy listening music, serving Golden Sands and Greater Doonlin County. And I'm Joyce Van. We just heard The Available Strings and Up Your Windy Mountain. Before that, Look Up From Your Troubles by the Friendship Singers. The Marina Del Rey Brass with the love theme from Beretta, and started off the hour with Percy Devereaux and his remarkable organ with Wee 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 Madame. Coming up, we're going to hear from the Misty Illusions Orchestra, the Five Brunettes, John Pinkerton, and many more easy moods. The time is now 17 minutes past the hour. This weekend at the Golden Sands Shopping Plaza, it's the Pneumatic Tube Association's annual Shunk for Safety charity event, hosted by our local clown prince of tennis, Lawton Stiles. A $1 donation buys you 2 turns at the end of a tube, and you never know what might come through. Could be the grand prize, dinner for 2 at the Brown Corsage. Come for the prizes and fun and stay for the entertainment by Shelley Baylor, the Rhodes player at Doonlin Municipal Airport. How would you like to be the voice of a local marketing campaign? Or join the cast of a historical reenactment? The Stars of Tomorrow Acting Workshop is holding auditions for their next semester. Train with former variety show consultants Leonard and Judy Weathers in the fine art of movement, mime, and blankly staring through the sound of an oboe. Sign-up sheet located on the side door of the Golden Sands Library, which is currently closed for decorative oversized pipe repair. Been inspected lately? Not you, your garage door. Is it in good mechanical condition? The Golden Sands Association of Garage Doors is offering a free consultation this weekend only, and would like to remind you that garage door inspection could save lives. Maybe yours. This is Joyce Van, and we'll be back with more easy moods right after these words. Get that Shales look with the latest double knit fashions, Felpolax dresswear, Raylon scarves, Derby acrylic denim, and stretch feel jackets. On sale now, the Permabib with the Polytex turtleneck lead right in. Available in Vibrel synthetic, the one with give and take breathability. Use your Shales card and qualify for even bigger savings. 10% off Diamond LT bracelets and chunky menopause turquoise. And be sure to have your Shales garments clean the Lady Light soft way with a Santa Chemtox treatment, ready to wear just as soon as they cool. You'll remember what you wore long after you wore it at Shales on Route 9 in Poinciana, across from Honeycomb Beauty Supply.
Would you like to swing on a star?
Hi, friends. It's me, Royal Roy, the singing RV dealer. My cousin Phil made yet another ordering mistake, and we are way overstocked on every class of RV, plus pop-ups, fifth wheels, trailers, and vans, and everything must go. While Phil cleans out his desk, let me tell you about the Windcoffer Gold Class C model. Now with AM/FM radio, sofa bed with sink, floor-to-ceiling carpeting by Browner, and full swivel captain's chairs that increase comfortable eye contact with your passengers during those long hauls. Or come make me an offer on the Salisbury 500 Class B Parkable with passenger side ashtrays, now larger to accommodate cigars, faux mahogany finish, and gets 5 miles to a gallon. Not too shabby. And we are practically giving away the Midnight Special, a touring conversion van featuring round wheels, indoor-outdoor glass, a sub-basement, removable zip cushions, fur steering, and oil to spare. Table converts into smaller table with curtains like new and floor-to-ceiling carpet by Browner. Bad credit, no credit, borrowed credit? Take advantage of my cousin Phil's miscalculation and make me an offer today. That's Royal Roy's RV on Route 9 in Juniper, across from Z-Man Chevrolet. Open until 9 p.m. nightly. I'm Royal Roy, the singing RV dealer.
You could be swinging on a star.
Coming up in the next hour, we have easy sounds from the Coastal Pops, Barbara Florsheim, the Psychedelic Brass, and the Utopian Four Orchestra. A very special happy birthday to Lou Adler, turning 87 years young this month. Of course, you know him as the co-writer of the 1958 song River Rock for Froggy Landers and the Cough Drops. More easy sounds are on the way right after this. But first, are you interested in buying or selling local goods? Contact our classified department to get your advertisement on the air. On sale this week, back issues of Macrame Elegance magazine, Low Mold, $2 for the stack of 12, and gently used plastic Halloween costumes, Snoopy, Frankenstein, and TV's Nancy Walker. Only $4 a piece, contact Hal at Box 197. Did you know that you can earn college credit through your telephone? You can. Find out how by sending away for a free information packet to phone call Golden Sands.
Make it mellow. Make it easy. Easy AM 66.
Golden Sands.
Hi, this is Easy's Jim Robeck. Tomorrow afternoon, join me on the scene when I'll be popping in to once again emcee the annual bubblegum blowing contest sponsored by the Golden Sands Recreation Department. Local dietitian and four-time champion Marty Kotler is still the man to beat. Then, I'll quickly change into my good jacket and swing by both Le Sabre Room and the Normandy to find out who has the darkest restaurant in town. And later today, I'll be on the scene at the Cavalier Men's Club for a rare sit-down interview with internationally known baccarat strategist Jackie DiCarlo. We'll get an exclusive peek at the guaranteed winning system that has baffled top casinos. It's all in his latest book, Forget Everything You Think You Know About Baccarat. This is Jim Robeck, and I'll see you on the scene.
Easy AM 66 brings you the finest in required public affairs programming. Wednesday morning, 3 a.m., tune in to That Time of the Week, a show for women's issues, where hosts Frank Begill and Jeb Evans take an unflinching look at women, their concerns, and challenges. This week, they're joined by feminist author Bob Drinkwater to discuss his latest book, It Must Have Been Tough, I'm Just Not Sure How, followed by an informative discussion on women's powerful voices in song. That Time of the Week, followed by Emphasis 66, a closer look at now topics. This week, are too many products unscented? That's Wednesday morning, 3 a.m. And now it's time for easy traffic and breezy weather with our own Jerry O'Shea.
Well, Joyce, the Goldsboro Pike is wide open northbound past Wilhelm Road all the way out to the promenade. Route 9, slow like molasses around Cool Spring Court. 10 minutes to Gordon Shoes, clear up to the loop-de-loop, straight through to Turquoise Row. Westbound, 10 to the Garden Center, 20 back eastbound past the Warwick Waterway, heading south on Hamptonwick Road. Temperature right now, an effortless 75 degrees. Wind gusts holding steady at 6 knots, north by northwest with 100% invisibility. Right now, tranquil cloud formations, and later tonight, mellow showers to cool things down around 6 hours past sunset. But once again, we're looking at a current temperature of 75 degrees, unless we're outside, where we're actually feeling it. Traffic and weather brought to you by Mellotronin, the long-playing record that's also a soothing sleep aid from Drowsil Pharmaceuticals. Mellotronin is full of soothing Mellotron sounds to lull you down to dreamland, while the special sleep ingredient in Drowsil works its magic. Yes, that's right. Just kick back and let Drowsil and Mellotronin take you down, down, way down, into a sound and restful sleep. Yes, Mellotronin. Fall sound asleep with sounds for sleep.
Mellotronin, now available on special display at Duneland Drugs, Gentle Nights Waterbeds, or anywhere fine New Dimension records are sold.
Hi, I'm Dan Crown.
And I'm Barry Crown.
Of Crown Commercial Services.
Hey, do you need a commercial for your growing business?
A commercial
or catchy jingle
has been proven to bring more people through your doors
and put your competition to shame.
We specialize in
adult contemporary feelings,
space moods,
a cappella finishers,
moog beds,
for promotions,
big sales,
and telephone jingles.
Hear our new package of punctuators,
sustained pads,
and short stingers.
We can add low talking,
high talking,
or walk it around the bend with no pressure.
Hey, how are ya?
Or medium pressure.
Get in here.
Or high pressure.
You're missing out.
I'm a trusted friend.
I'm a concerned medical professional. I'm having a whole lot of fun. All can be customized for your business.
Buy it once, and it's yours to keep.
Call Crown Brothers Commercial Services for a quote.
Call 765-4000.
Extension 9 for Dan.
Extension 7 for Barry.
At 765-4000.
Feel that? Your day just got easier. Easy AM 66.
The Duneland County Highway Department presents NECO for Holiday Highway Safety.
Highway workers, give them a break, as if they were your own child. Watch for cones and signals. Keep your eye on the road. Don't let highways be dyeways. Arrive alive. For more information, call Klondike 77809. I thought Pat Paulson was coming after. Oh, hi, Pat.
Are you a sun looking for that special moon to revolve around just you? Then try Narcissystems, the dating service that connects you to a partner who fits your specific needs. You stay at the center of your world. It's never your fault with Narcissystems. And if that's not enough incentive, your first date is on them at the Candlelit Lounge at Buddy Rich's Clams on Route 9 in Franklin. Enjoy a limited selection from the finest in seafood and Balinese cuisine with complimentary ice and music by Joey Faye and Excursion, a full sound of instruments and vocal talent. Open Friday to Sunday only across from the Magic Carpet.
I told you not to move that dial. You're on the correct station, Easy AM 66.
This is Joyce Van, and you're listening to Easy AM 66. And now, even more easy sounds to soften your day with Pat Carstens and A Smooth Afternoon.
Well, hello, everybody. It's Pat Carstens with you this afternoon on Easy AM 66. You know, coming up in this hour, one of my favorites, legendary vibraphonist Kip Wahanamea, the Happy Hawaiian. And I bet somewhere in that record collection of yours, you've got a copy of his biggest seller, Pig Roast. Kip Wahanamea violently killed when a logging truck careened into his tiny Volkswagen Beetle where he was living at the time. Coming up in the next hour, we've got more beautiful music from Cy Brackney, the New Guinea Minstrels, the Baudelaires, and so many more easy moods. But first, hey, the Lollipop Stop is still as magical as ever. Rides, games, and shows for the young or young at heart. Start your visit with a 1 hour and 35 minute tour of the park on their pint-sized Wichita train. You'll see all the sights, Fairy Forest, Bunny Glen, the employee parking lot, and beautiful Lake Dredge. Snack at the picnic table pavilion or take a stroll through Shiny Shard Path over to Craftwork County, where you can make pantyhose dolls or learn the history of the hammered dulcimer. That's on your way to Dare Hall of Pretzels, a display showcasing all the lacquered pretzels of the world. Right next to Fantasy Stage, where local duo Holiday and Lee perform 8 times a day. Older boys and girls will love the batting cages and beer vendors. And Lollipop Stop features not one, but 2 Moldo Magic souvenir machines provided by Tony Tone Amusements. For only 50 cents, you can make a warm, waxy mold of a tractor or Calvin Coolidge. It's close-to-home fun that's easy on the pocketbook. Just head south on Route 9 and exit at the abandoned particle board factory. $5 per person in each vehicle, and they will be checking trunks. Please remember that the petting zoo is off-limits after closing, and personal lawn chairs are prohibited. Groups of teens no longer permitted without parent or guardian. This next hour of smooth and easy music is brought to you by Murray Paramore's Dance Studio and the good folks at George Pappard's Moisture Socks, the only over-the-calf leisure socks for men that are hand-soaked in rich, revitalizing skin lotion. Available at Briefs Galore and more. And also by Harry's Hobo Beans, nourishing and filling with the can you keep.
Dance tomorrow's dances today at Murray Paramore's Dance Studio. Come learn the latest in touch disco dances with the greatest sounds and the best touch disco instructors in town. Move to a Latin tempo with the Satin Merengue, or relax into a romantic cheek with the Rose Petal Tango. And who doesn't love everybody's favorite disco dance? The Terra Trapeze. Friends, fun, and instruction, yes. At Murray Paramore's Dance Studio, we have dancing for people of all ages. Adults only, please. Classes start at $3.25. Drop by Murray Paramore's Dance Studio and enroll now for a free introductory lesson. Or call us at PA26700 and ask for me, Murray Paramore.
Take it easy. Make it easy. Easy AM 66. More easy moods are on the way.
Pat Carstens here with you, and now it's time for our own Jim Robeck, who was on the scene at the Cavalier Men's Club for an exclusive interview with Baccarat strategist Jackie DiCarlo. I could certainly use all the help I could get on the tables. So now it's over to you, Jim Robeck, on the scene.
Back, I'm standing in the lobby of the Cavalier Club. It's just me and the doorman. Maybe I should interview him because nobody else will talk to me.
Sir, I'm going to have to ask you to clear the lobby.
Could you just give me a minute, please?
Jim, where's Jackie DiCarlo?
This was arranged by the station weeks ago. I'm supposed to be interviewing Mr. DiCarlo in the Velour Room right now. I know he's in there because he just breezed by me. His quote-unquote manager stepped in and said there'll be no interview, and if I want to hear Jackie talk about Baccarat, I have to buy a ticket for the seminar.
Well, did you show him your microphone?
Unbelievable, this guy. And, you know, the worst part is I promised my kid I'd get Jackie to autograph his book. He's going to be heartbroken. Now I'm going to get an earful from Teresa.
Well, Jim, I was...
Sir, excuse
I don't,
me.
I could maybe,
if you're not a member, and you don't have any business here with a member, I'm going to have to ask you to clear this lobby.
Are you hearing this? I'm on the air live right now. Okay, Easy AM 66. You heard of the station? You must know Pat Carstens. He's
a
member.
Sir, I need you to clear the lobby.
Well, Jim, tell you what, let me make a few phone calls here, but I do know one place where non-members can drink, and that's Rodini's out on Route 9 in Bushell Hill. That's Jim Robeck on the scene for Easy AM 66. Say, Jim, here's a tip to keep those romantic fires burning. Tomorrow morning, before you leave for the office, set her radio dial to Easy AM 66. Don't be surprised if you find candles on the dinner table when you get home. In fact, expect them. Now, out of the way, we have Larry Finger and his orchestra, a fun one from Rod Kellogg, and the guide vocal singer's beautiful version of The Heat Conductor, that beloved folk song about infamous Boston-area arsonist Arthur Fiedler. We've got all that and so much more coming up at this hour on Easy AM 66.
AM66 is a Network 77 production.
The United States Army, in cooperation with the United States Public, presents... The Big Picture. A continuing but concluding panorama of your United States Army in action and in peace. Today's piece of the action takes us to Fort Miskite, Alabama. And your host, Brigadier General Benedict A. Wilson.
Good afternoon or good morning. Consult your local listings for what? Of all the far-fetched activities in which your United States Army persists, one of the most enduringly popular, as well as least controversial, has been this program, The Big Picture. Throughout 1,039 informative and handsomely mounted episodes, we have tried to make your picture as big as ours is. And we hope you get the picture. But like war itself, all things must come to an end. And so today you are watching the last Big Picture. No less big, but big no more. As the big picture shrinks forever from your viewing area, it was thought that it might be an order to show you the one facet of the U.S. Army never shown in the 1,039 previous episodes of the big picture, homosexual contact between officers and base livestock. Wait a minute, I'm sorry, I read this wrong. What we're about to see is a big picture of the big picture being made. and all the little people who helped to make it big. We call it Film in Uniform.
A weekly television show about the Army? In the early post-war period, it didn't seem very likely. For one thing, nobody had television. And the Army, just having completed a successful engagement in World War II, was, in the words of the popular songs of the day, on the shelf, waiting by the telephone. But one man believed in the idea that the military mission had as much claim on the nation's eyeballs as it did in the graves of Europe. General Heinz N. Dedson, retired, recalls the early days of the big picture.
I had gone to see General Georgie Patton, who was at the time in command of General MacArthur. And Big Mac said to me, "General Heinz N. Dedson, you're probably the greatest genius of military communication since Garcia." Yes. Well, this started me thinking. I knew the Army still had a story to tell. A story that should be told in pictures, so you didn't have to read to understand it. These pictures, I said to General MacArthur, should move. You know, like it was real, true to life. So, with these words ringing in my mouth, I developed the film featurette for television concept. It was General Bart Clark told me later at a club we go to. The first film movie for TV use exclusively. Not counting Trouble with Father, starring Stu Irwin, which was not very funny.
Once the idea had been approved by Corps Headquarters, Base Commandant, Army Chief of Staff, the Secretary of Defense, and the Senate Committee on Military Entertainment, the next question was how to put a big picture on a small screen. So an Army-wide talent search was conducted. Young men from all over the country were asked to film interesting activity at their base. The most interesting and unorthodox came from then-Lieutenant Butchram Delano Boxco, who became the first and only director of the big picture.
Okay, now aim the gun at the tackling dummy. Good. And fire. Oh, good. Perfect. Bang, bang, bang. Cut. All right, everybody back at 2 for gunshot dubbing, and that's an order.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Why don't we go over and have a meeting?
Oh, hi. You just saw me direct a scene from what would be next week's big picture. I say would be advisedly because it wouldn't. You know, it's strange being in front of a camera instead of behind where I usually wear my hat. It's like everything is the wrong way. You know, almost every show has been my favorite, but my favorite is probably the big picture we did way back on 4 February 1953. The Army was anxious to set off a thermonuclear weapon known as a hydrogen device, but first they needed to see how it would react on animals. So, at the Army Testing Lab at Buick, North Dakota, 400 rabbits were fried to death in a microwave oven while America watched via the big picture. As you know, no director likes to work with animals. They're such scene stealers. But this marked the first time in motion picture history that the time-lapse photography method was used to depict burning rodents. And, you know, more important to any director than the awards he might have received in civilian life are the plaudits and accolades from his fellow dog faces. So when people say to me, "Major Boxco, why do you stay in the Army?" I just smile and say, "Look around!"
But there's more than people behind the big picture. There's numbers as well. 8,000 feet of celluloid a week, 4,274,000 pages of script written before each show is approved. A work week of nearly 6 hours. Over 14 tons of high-quality 8mm film lost during each fiscal quarter, and the highest Nielsen rating of any half-hour public service announcement. Truly an enviable record that the Navy will never match. But the big picture is also more than the people behind the scenes. It's the people who sit there and watch it, as this dramatized montage emphasizes.
Senator Bevins, how do you vote on the Army Appropriations Bill?
I'll vote yay. Give them the money. You know, I was going to vote against this bill and suggest the money go to feed starving astronauts. But then the wife and I left the television on after the evening prayer and watched the big picture. And I learned something I didn't know. Where a nation's security is involved, an army travels on its money.
Now, once again, your host for The Big Picture, Brigadier General Benedict A. Wilson.
If Chicago has been the pig butcher of the world, we of the Army like to think we have been the big picture of the world. We at Fort Meeskite will continue to produce diverting motion picture fare for the whole Army family. But people who don't have to watch will no longer see this program. But we invite you to look for the emergency broadcast system test when it comes to your town. And now, from the big picture, you are forever dismissed.
Pass the Lord and praise the ammunition. Pass the Lord and praise the ammunition. Pass the Lord and praise the ammunition.
Yes, the Veterans Tap Dance Administration proudly takes you forward into the past. Remember those good old days when your daddy and mommy were fighting the war that made you possible? Well, you know, they didn't do it alone. No, they did it on the radio with millions of people watching. And this is what they heard. Forward! Into the past!
Headquarters, headquarters, Moon, 40 Taurus.
Roger.
Sun, 29 Pisces, 59.
Roger. Roger?
What?
This one looks serious, Roger. Cancer is rising.
Then we'd better call Captain Equinox!
Captain Equinox, the deadliest foe of those who attest our island democracy. By day, Adolf Tree, a mild-mannered college professor. By night, Kiki, a mini-skirted habitué of Hollywood starstruck Sunset Strip. But twice a year, he's
Captain Equinox!
Today's dumb story, Spies of a Broadway, but first...
No, don't crush that dwarf. Come in. I'm the strange Dr. Weird. And you've just entered the vaults of mindless fellowship.
Is it a hit or a miss?
What?
Yes, yes, yes. The makers of Loose Blood presents the Aboriginal Amateur Hour. And here's your menial host, Major Arcana.
Round and round I go. Hey, hey, babe, we're on the wheel again. Hello, hello. But first, here's a word from Dremel.
Hi. I'm not a doctor, but I do look like one, and I'm being paid to ask you this important question.
Police state!
Police state!
Police state!
Help! It's the police!
Policemen, real policemen, it's policemen will become
number one.
Peacemen, yes, we're peacemen, even though we wear a gun.
It's all in fun.
Police state, where green rookies become hardened men in blue, where danger wears a diploma and crime gets taught the lesson it deserves. Listen now as the Federal Bureau of Marijuana, in cooperation with Crime Lord Magazine, presents challenge number 13, Roach Patrol at Police State.
End of song. The timeless story of the little people, striving to make a pie pond of tranquility in a dirty, self-conscious hamlet that accepts neither, but rejects both. Brought to you every day by Brie.
Brie, Brie, Brie! Clean, clean, clean! Cleaner than everything!
As you remember, Cookie, ejected from Dr. Dog's insane asylum, had just been driven out to the scene of the fire in Aubrey's stolen car. Only a few moments before, the Carrots and the Squirrels had formed a committee to flood the Mixville Breadworks before nightfall. And, in court, Norma voids to unlock the pent-up riddle of Blessed Father Erpo before we all reach the end of song.
Do pigs live in trees?
What? You lived where I live, and I lived where you live. Then we'd live where pigs live, in trees. Yes, we all live in trees, like pigs.
Right, Porky, and it's time again to play...
What?
The all-family fun game that stunts the experts.
Yes, we're all pigs, big, big, pigs. We all live in trees, like big, fat pigs. I'm a pig.
Welcome to the Whispering Yeast Hour. With the Whispering Yeast Symphonette, the famous Whispering Yeast All-Animal Whistling Choir, and yours truly, Dwight Yeast. For their opening selection, the Whispering Yeast All-Animal Whistling Chorus joins Maestro Urpil Sweeney in a rousing salute to reality.
Praise the ammunition, pass the Lord and praise the ammunition, pass the Lord and praise the ammunition.
Americans, ask yourself these questions. Who's going to get your garbage, us or Tojo? Remember, only individual private citizens has the answer.
Like this week's 25-year war bond winner, Mrs. Beverly Yatamoto of Camp 13. She crocheted her entire month's allotment of garbage into a splendid barrage balloon.
So thumbs up, Beverly Yatamoto. Yeah, she remembered that garbage that goes bad comes back at our boys in baggies.
This is a transcribed service of the Veterans Tap Dance Administration.
You've been listening to the Human DJs of Sheena's Jungle Room, a streaming service of WFMU.org. Now stay tuned for the soothing sounds of the robot DJ spinning the discs and pushing the bits until such time as the humans return. Damnation!
Then we set sail for the Hawaiians with a dozen trained sea lions. By the time that we were done, we had buggered everyone, and the offspring was a miracle to science. Boom, 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 boom. That's how we set sail. Then we set sail for the Canaries with a cargo of 27 fairies. With those 27 punks, we lay around the bunks till all of their teeth sprouted caries. A boom, 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 a boom, boom, boom. That's how we set sail. And then we set sail for the Aleutians with a cargo of 37 Russians. Before we reached the aisles, they were tangled up with piles, and we all had ruined constitutions.
A boom, 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 a boom, 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 boom.
That's how we set sail. Then we set sail for the Azores with a cargo of 27 whores. All night we played games with those dizzy dames. Next day none could find their drawers.
A boom, 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 a boom, boom, boom.
That's how we set sail.
A boom, 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 boom.
That's how we set sail.
Bit my hand so hard. Ooh, that pussycat needs to be dead.